Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Getholeno with the evening news, the headlines. NEET exam for undergraduate medical education admission cancelled over paper leak allegations. President Drupadi Murmu confers National Florence Nightingale Awards on International Nurses Day. Nagaland to shift birth and death registration fully online from June 1. And Chief Secretary Senty Younger Imchan urges proper understanding of Article 371A. Now the news in detail. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has decided to cancel the NEET UG 2026 examination conducted on the 3rd of this month for admission to undergraduate medical education. In a social media post, NTA informed that this decision has been taken in the interest of students and in recognition of the trust on which the national examination system rests. The agency stated that the government has decided to refer the matter to the Central Bureau of Investigation for a comprehensive inquiry into the allegations of paper leak. NTA Director General Abhishek Singh said the examination will be reconducted on dates to be notified separately.
डेट के लिए मैं अभी अपनी टीम के साथ बैठूंगा और अब अगले कुछ दिनों में पूरी शेड्यूल डेट का हम अनाउंस कर देंगे. हमारा प्रयास यही रहेगा कि हम कम से कम समय में एग्जाम कर लें, जिससे कि जो एकेडमिक कैलेंडर है, जो मेडिकल कॉलेजेस का एडमिशन शेड्यूल है, वो वायलेट ना हो. हम अगले 7 से 10 दिनों के अंदर शेड्यूल बता दें.
Registration details, candidature information and examination centers selected for the May 2026 cycle will remain unchanged. The agency informed that there will be no fresh registration or additional examination fee. International Nurses Day is being celebrated today, marking birth anniversary of Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern nursing. The day recognizes the essential role of nurses in patient care, community health and economic development. The theme for this year is Our Nurses, Our Future, Empowered Nurses Save Lives. On the occasion, President Drupadi Murmu conferred the National Florence Nightingale Award 2026 on 15 nursing professionals at a function held at Rashtrapati Bhavan. In her message, President Murmu paid tribute to the invaluable contribution of nursing personnel and healthcare professionals who served the nation with compassion and unwavering dedication. She said, nursing personnel exemplify the highest standards of service and play a crucial role in delivering quality healthcare, often in the most challenging circumstances. On International Nurses Day, Chief Minister Nipio Rio paid tribute to nurses for serving with compassion, resilience and professionalism. In a social media post, Mr. Rio said, their dedicated service forms the backbone of the healthcare system, bringing care, comfort and hope to countless lives. Extending greetings, Health Minister Paiwang Konyak described nurses as the real heroes in white and expressed gratitude for their endless care, strength and service. Nagaland is shifting all births and death registrations to a fully digital system from next month. In a notification dated May 11, the Economics and Statistics Department announced the transition to 100% online registration of births and deaths in the state with effect from June 1. All registrations will be carried out through the designated CRS-ORGI portal and manual registration across the state will be discontinued after May 31. The department said the move aims to improve data accuracy, reliability, real-time reporting and prevent fraudulent practices. Chief Secretary Nagaland Senty Younger Imchan has said that Article 371A is a constitutional provision intended to safeguard the traditional and customary identity of the Naga people, but is often misunderstood and misinterpreted. He was speaking at a seminar on Article 371A and the Nagaland Village Council Act 1978, organized by Ao Senden at Mokokchung today. Mr. Imchan noted that Article 371A is a temporary transitional provision and stressed the need to adapt to evolving laws and societal needs. He added that laws serve as instruments of social change and emphasized that good governance depends on their proper implementation for public welfare and development. Minister, Rural Development and SIRD, Mitsubo Jamir, and legal experts also spoke at the event. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Senior BJP leader Himanta Biswa Sarma has taken oath as the Chief Minister of Assam for a second consecutive term today. Four MLAs were also sworn in as cabinet ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several union ministers and chief ministers from NDA-ruled states, including Nagaland's Nipu Rio, attended the ceremony. Mr. Rio extended best wishes to Sarma and his Council of Ministers for a successful tenure and continued peace, progress and prosperity for Assam. Deputy Chief Ministers Tia Zileng and Yanthong Opaton also attended and conveyed their congratulations. Back home, the third edition of the Nagaland Potato Festival 2026 will be held on May 15 at Jakhama Village Local Ground under the theme Agri-Trade Potential. The announcement was made during a press conference by the Jakhama Village Council in Kohima today. Organizers said the festival is aimed at promoting agriculture as a profitable and sustainable sector by connecting farmers with markets, technology, and business opportunities. The event seeks to encourage modern agricultural practices and to improve yield through awareness and training programs.
This year, we'll be having a number of seminars. Number one is demonstration on usage of biofertilizers by BioLab Medzi Pema. Second will be a group of experts from YouthNet will be there and give training on how to give access to government schemes and financial benefits. Third will be from ATMA under Agriculture Department. They will be giving a demonstration on banana chips. Fourth will be a workshop on coffee plantation and economic point of view by the Land Resources Department, and fifth, Entrepreneurship Awareness Program with special reference to CMMFI by IDEN.
Organizers informed that a total of 64 stalls, including organic produce, food, handicrafts and handloom stalls, have been registered this year. Around 20,000 kilograms of potatoes are expected to be displayed and sold during the festival, with an anticipated footfall of 5,000 to 7,000 visitors. Indigenous games with prizes will also be organized as part of the celebration. Participants from Mokokchung and Peg districts are also expected to take part in the festival. Organizers express optimism over this year's harvest, citing favorable rainfall compared to last year's dry season, and said they expect higher sales this year following an estimated turnover of around 15 lakh rupees during the previous edition. Nagaland Staff Selection Board has declared the results of the Combined Staff Recruitment Examination 2025 for appointment to various posts under the state government. The results can be accessed on the board's website at nssb.nagaland.gov.in. And Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, has forecast continued rainfall activity across several districts till 15th of May. In a weather advisory, NSDMA said thunderstorms with light to moderate rainfall are likely tomorrow in several districts including Kohima, Tsumukedima, Dimapur, Paran Woka, Mokokchung, Mon, Longleng and Semenyo. On May 14, similar conditions are expected to continue, with Longleng likely to receive moderate to heavy rainfall at isolated places. On May 15, scattered light to moderate rain is expected in several districts, while Mon may also experience moderate to heavy rainfall. In view of this, NSDMA has advised the public to remain cautious during thunderstorm and avoid sheltering under trees or near electric poles. The authority also highlighted risk of waterlogging, flash floods and landslides in low-lying and landslide-prone areas. To end the news, the headlines here again. NEET exam for undergraduate medical education admission cancelled over paper leak allegations. President Drupadi Murmu confers National Florence Nightingale Awards on International Nurses Day. Nagaland to shift birth and death registration fully online from June 1. And Chief Secretary Senti Yangar Imchen urges proper understanding of Article 371A. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.